Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, Gaius, and I welcome Germanicus, Mark of Lejos. We're by the Thames. It's a Sunday afternoon, and we're headed to the theater. Later, we're very pleased because there is a theater company in town that's going to do Tableau of Chapter 11 of the Odyssey, which is Ulysses' descent in the realm of the dead and his conversation with his colleagues and others. However, that's ahead of us. In the meantime, we get to debate 2,000 years from now two events, one complete and one incomplete, that raise questions about what Donald Rumsfeld once said was, what we don't know, what we don't know. Germanicus, a very good evening to you. 1962, we were younger men, younger Romans, younger men in the 20th century. And there were events in October of that year, 60th anniversary now, that require more and more information to understand them, even 60 years later. Chiefly, what I concentrate on is the analogy with today at 2022, what we didn't know as the public and what the leadership, the ex-com of Jack Kennedy's administration didn't know. The American intelligence, John McCone was head of the CIA at the time, Adlai Stevenson was at the UN, Dean Rusk was the Secretary of State, McNamara was the Secretary of Defense, Curtis LeMay was Chief of Staff of the Air Force. What they didn't know was that the Soviets had not only dispatched intermediate missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads to be deployed in Cuba as an offset to the inability of the Soviets at that time to develop a reliable ICBM, so they couldn't reach America from the Soviet Union. Therefore, they had to stage intermediate missiles close at hand, 90 miles off the coast of Florida. We didn't know that along with that deployment, there were tactical nuclear weapons mounted on Iskander missiles fired from artillery pieces, and that those artillery pieces would have been used in the event of an invasion of Cuba by the U.S. Those artillery pieces were in fact deployed over the bank above Guantanamo Bay, and if there had been a bombing raid, Guantanamo would have been, the naval base would have been destroyed by nuclear weapons. We didn't know this. We also didn't know that there was a Soviet submarine carrying a nuclear-tipped torpedo. That submarine was harassed by U.S. Navy observation and reconnaissance aircraft as it proceeded towards Cuba, and it was also harassed by a flotilla. We didn't know that the harassment was so severe that at one point the commander, who was opposite number, had an apparatchik on board, a Soviet apparatchik and a commander, had the forward tube loaded with the nuclear-tipped torpedo. We didn't know this. We didn't know a whole lot more. I could go on, but I'm just illustrating we don't know what we don't know. What do you take from these lessons about this face-off with nuclear weapons, Germanicus? What we don't know, what we don't know. Good evening to you.
Good evening, guys. The situation that we faced in the 13 days of the Cuban Missile Crisis has stark and dark resonances with the situation we're in now, but also some very critical differences. And the resonances, quite clearly, speak to the trope of the unknown unknowns that you raised from the now past former Secretary Rumsfeld. And in some ways, what we don't know now is effectively a more dangerous unknown unknown environment, in part because we have assured ourselves, especially those of us in national security, the entire defense world has assumed that it was a pantheon of gods of war, and that we knew everything, we could see everything. And the big term that was used beginning in the 90s up through into now was situational awareness. And we felt we had perfect situational awareness. And we're feeding Ukraine information that's coin of the realm to them in terms of preparing attacks and carrying them off. However, all of the technology developments of the last 30 years have also created the capacity for anyone to create fakes and imaginings and souffles of imagery and video that can completely obscure what people know. And the most dangerous aspect of the war now, I think, is the fact that the entire West, and here I mean all of the societies, the people, the electorates of the West, have no idea at all what ground truth is in Ukraine, because they're being fed only Ukrainian propaganda through U.S. Media. And the result is that the imperial court in Washington and its NATO satrapies can do practically whatever they want. And this has given rise to what you might call hidden escalations. And hidden escalations, such as having the finest spy planes flying just over the border in Poland or in the Black Sea, or having the 101st Airborne Division currently now exercising just a couple miles from the Ukrainian border with Romanian army forces, and a whole bunch of other potential escalations can instantly turn into real war triggers, are essentially disconnected from any popular support or any popular representation in terms of their use. So that Washington has a free hand to escalate effectively with no restraint to be had on the part of the American people or NATO electorates. And if you add to that a psychological dimension that didn't exist in 1962, and that would be crisis fatigue, look at 1962 from the standpoint and the dynamic standpoint here of a 13-day crisis. And it comes upon the world very suddenly, and U.S. leaders are reacting spasmodically. They want to do something right away. And we saw this in the early days of the Ukrainian war. We've got to have a no-fly zone. We've got to do something. And as you were relating, the president, John F. Kennedy, wanted to attack. He wanted to go after the Russians and Cubans. And this is the kind of dynamic, social dynamic, psychological dynamic of a short crisis. And fortunately, it you know, cooler heads, as they say, prevail. The problem today, in contrast, is that we're in a long crisis and everyone is suffering from war fatigue. And in the West especially, we convinced ourselves, and the Ukrainian propaganda helped whip up a belief, an assurance, and an almost ecstatic expectation that Russia was on the verge of collapse and Ukrainian victory was assured. Now, quite in contrast, Ukraine looks to be in a desperate situation, facing a winter without electricity and without heat. And this is a crisis because it's a very sharply etched turnaround from the expectations. When you add that flip, that complete come down, and you tie it also to a gathering crisis in Europe of the same kind of proportions, with inflation, recession, and the same kind of energy sources shortages that Ukraine is facing, you have a crisis emerging that was not the resolution to war that you expected, but rather something that was not supposed to happen, that couldn't happen. And now it seems to be happening. And so combine that with the fatigue of being in this day after day, month after month. And the result is often a desire to double down, to push things as far as you can, to turn the situation in your favor. And this is exactly what you saw in World War I, when the British and French offensives of 1915 failed. And in 1916, the French and British went all out, and ironically or expectingly, the Germans went all out too. And the result was the most terrible year of the war on the Western Front, and a complete collapse internally of French capacity to continue to mount a credible and effective war effort.
Well, let's turn to 2022 then, Germanicus, because we've established that the presumption in 1962 was that Washington had good information. The presumption in Moscow was that they had good information. They knew that Castro wanted them to use a nuclear weapon, and they sent a counselor to persuade him not to speak that aloud. Washington knew that it was capable of invading the island, and Curtis LeMay was ready to launch 500 sorties. They both thought they had all the information they needed to resolve the crisis militarily. That is the presumption of commanders in battles. Accidents yes. happen. It didn't happen in 1962, although there was a U-2 shoot down in the middle of the crisis that either side could have used as a trigger to escalate. They did not in 62, but that is a constant possibility with this talk of nuclear weapons in 2022. So when we come back, what about now? This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Germanicus Makovleos. I'm Gaius John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.